Friday morning, Andrew Kelleher. Come on in.
Hey, morning, Mike. Hey, you know Jeremy Corbyn?
You know
the biggest miscalculation there?
Tell me.
The internet. You can muck around with education and health, but God forbid you go into the internet. He cannot nationalise the internet.
It'll never work. I don't think he understands much of what he's doing at the best of times. Now, listen, Westpac and ScoMo weighed into this yesterday, and this is yet more trouble for the Australian banks. But my word, this is deeply, deeply serious, and the head bloke's probably going to pay for it, isn't he?
Well, not willingly at this stage. So what's happened here? I mean, it's been a terrible year for the banking sector in Australia, hasn't it? And look, our banking sector is a different place, and I want people to realise on this, we're talking about Westpac in Australia here. We're not talking about the local branch of Westpac. But the thing is, when you get these problems, though, in the Australian banking sector, they do tend to sort of percolate and permeate through to our banking sector because all of our big banks are owned by the Australians. Yeah. So what's happened? AUSTRAC, that's the Australian regulator that monitors anti-money laundering and anti-terrorism, on Wednesday they dropped this bombshell accusing Westpac of breaching sort of the AUSTRAC rules or the regulations 23 million times. So what we have here clearly is a systemic issue within the procedures within Westpac, but there's this suggestion, there is this implication that some of these breaches relate to child exploitation and child abuse activity in Southeast Asia. So you can imagine how quickly this has hit the headlines. Now, you know, the most recent precedent for this was the almost comical issue we had previously, where one of the other big banks was, it hadn't got the right rules on their ATMs, and all of the drug dealers in Sydney were money laundering their cash through the ATMs. Now that resulted in a $700 million settlement. So you would argue that this is probably more serious than that. So it's clearly going to be a huge cost. But AUSTRAC is calling this, he's accusing the Westpac CEO or the Westpac management of indifference. Now, Brian Hart's the CEO at this stage. He's deflecting criticism down to his subordinates, basically, and saying, well, yeah, you know, I'm going to look into it. I'm going to sort this out. I've got, you know, heads will roll. But, of course, I don't think he can deflect the criticism forever. The AGM is coming up, so it's clearly going to be a big issue at the AGM. And as I say, yesterday, the Prime Minister weighed in on this. So, look, the profit result was disappointing. Share price was up near $30. It's now at $25. This is not going to go away. As I say, very much a Westpac Australia issue, not a domestic issue. But, gee, these banks just want to get off the front page of the paper, don't they?
That is the truth, and I know RRB is monitoring that as well. Now, I never heard of these people. Pinduoduo, is that what we're calling them?
Well, I think it is. This is from the Are These Numbers Actually Real file to close the week out. So, yeah, Pinduoduo, and apologies if we have the pronunciation wrong. PDD is the code for the company. This is a Chinese e-commerce site. In their IPO, Mike, you're going to love this. In their IPO documents, they said they wanted to become a combination of Disneyland and Costco.
Right.
What does that look like? I mean, do you have any idea what a combination of Costco and Disney look like? Anyway, they're trying to disrupt the sector run by Alibaba and JD.com. The company was backed by Chinese internet giant Tencent Holding Limited, but the founder is this a gentleman by the name of Colin Huang, also known as Huang Zheng. So next time you think you're having a bit of financial stress, have a think about old Colin. The share price of this company fell 23% earlier on this week. Colin's net worth fell by a very paltry $5 billion. This company was set up 4 years ago. The market capitalization is now $40 billion, and poor old Colin, his net worth fell $5 billion. He's still worth $16.3 billion dollars. It's phenomenal, remarkable numbers. And I hadn't really heard of them. I didn't know a lot about them. Like,
isn't that the amazing thing? There's so much going on in the world that's worth so much money, and we don't even know
anything about it.
Anyway, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones is down 40 points at the moment, 27782, about 0.14%. The S&P 500, 3101, down 7 points. NASDAQ, 8491, down 35 points as we look at it. The FTSE 100 closed down 24 points, 7238. Nikkei, 23038, down 110. Shanghai Composite, 2903, down 8. The ASX 200 lost 50 points yesterday, 6673. And the NZX 50, we lost 17 points, 10958. On the currencies, against the US, 0.6412, 0.9439 Aussie, 0.5792 Euro, 0.4964 pounds, 69.59 yen, Gold, $1,469.25, and a bit of a pop-up in Brent crude, $63.34.
You have the best of weekends. See you Monday. Appreciate it very much, as always. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys at jmiwealth.co.nz.